views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? This is Artie Hoffman, and we also have Sky Siegel with us, and she will be here in just a moment. However, I got to tell you, I had a really, really good past week. I was gone for about 10 days in California, and I hit it all with my brother, Marty, and it was a lot of fun. We flew into Los Angeles, and then from Los Angeles, we drove down to San Diego. And from being in San Diego, there's this one hotel which is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous called the Coronado Hotel.
Wow.
And if you were to Google the Coronado Hotel in San Diego, you will see how gorgeous this hotel is. And in the back, the scenery of the ocean and the beaches, I mean, everything is like elite first class. And my goal in life is to now live there.
It's always been our goal.
Yeah, on the island of Coronado.
Oh, yes.
And there's only one bridge that connects the island to the mainland.
We can always burn it down.
There you go.
Hi, folks.
That's right.
We missed you. I missed you.
So then what I did was we went to the San Diego Zoo, we went to the casinos, we went to some nice restaurants.
Oh.
We had lots and lots of fun.
Did you see the pandas?
And we saw the pandas, yeah, yeah.
Oh, did you take a picture?
I got some pictures. And so then we drove up the coast after being in San Diego for a little while. We drove up the coast, the beautiful coast of California, and going through the winding and the turning and all that other fun stuff around the mountains, through the mountains.
Beautiful, huh?
And the landscape and the ocean
is
to die for.
Timing you had. Folks, he was away while we were suffering through that blizzard in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, with all the snow. I missed it all.
Perfectly.
And so it was perfect timing. And so what happened was when we got to San Francisco. Oh, no, wait, we didn't get to San Francisco just yet. Well, we're going up the coast, and I saw this gorgeous, gorgeous restaurant that was like built into the landscape all those mountains and stuff like that. It was a huge restaurant that was like so picturesque, and it was like a huge log cabin.
Oh.
And they had this huge mosh pit, this flame and fire inside, which was so cool. And I said to my brother, we weren't even hungry or thirsty. I said, we have to go in there just for the ambiance of it. And so we went there and we had a really good time, and the ocean is right outside the back, and there was like little mini waterfall going on there and stuff.
Oh, how did you get home? I didn't think I would be able to.
Yeah, no, it was. And we even delayed the trip by that. God did, because of the snow. And so anyway, so after that, we stopped by this gorgeous town called Carmel. And Carmel is another town I wouldn't mind living in. And it's like comparing Carmel is like it's a nicer version of New Hope, Pennsylvania. And New Hope and Lambert's Mill, Pennsylvania is gorgeous. Really, really nice.
Oh, I love it there.
Well, Carmel is even nicer than that, along with a beach that's a part of it, which is flawlessly drop-dead gorgeous right off of Carmel.
How did you get – I mean, how would you bring yourself to get home?
It was
– I would have just like said
– It was just – literally, I felt like we were just sitting in a fantasy world.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, we got there towards the later part at nighttime and stuff. And then we finally made it up to we ended up staying in the Oakland, Berkeley area, which is right near San Francisco.
Yeah, that's a very famous area.
Yeah.
Isn't that near
the Golden Gate Bridge?
Okay. How about that street that used to be very hippie kind of?
The hippie shake? Yeah. The vanilla shake?
What the heck is the name of that street?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The hippies were there.
Yeah. It's all around there. I don't know the name of it, but I know what you're talking about. And so, of course, we saw the big road that goes down and down and rolls down and down with all the trolley cars and stuff. So that was cool.
Did you ride on a trolley?
And no, I didn't ride on a trolley. My brother and his daughter, they were like, let's just get in and out of San Francisco area. You know, I wanted to hang there, but because they wanted to do other things that night, we didn't get a chance. Oh. But what was really, really cool is that we went to this vintage photography place, and it was all these photographs, these personal photographs of all these famous rock stars, a majority being the Beatles. You had the Rolling Stones, you had the Who, you had the Yes, you had you know, everyone you could think of, and all these really, really cool pictures. And just one picture is more expensive than the other. And I told you about this one gorgeous picture that I saw of George Harrison.
Yeah.
There was a picture that was literally about, I kid you not, maybe 8 feet wide by about 3.5 feet tall. And I don't know. I still feel like I'm probably going to get
perfect
it.
Perfect for my living room.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Tell them how much it was.
Yeah. It was $4,200. It is
$4,200. So no. What about that one that you touched?
Yeah. There was a painting. I go upstairs. The lady let us go upstairs where it's kind of blocked off to the general public. So the lady let us go, me, my brother, and my niece and her boyfriend. So we went upstairs to check out all the other cool photographs that they had of these famous rock stars. And there was this one painting that photograph on the wall. It was an original. It wasn't a print. It was original. And she said, I said, what's that of? And she says, that's the original photograph. I think it was actually a painting. I think it was a painting of the Yes cover. It was of one of the Yes albums.
Wow.
And she says that one goes for $6 million.
Holy crap.
And I just said, oh my God, $6 million. And she said, yeah, that's the going rate. And that's so insane. I said, what constitutes that? She says it's the artist and just the way he
Picasso?
Yeah, it's and it's the way that it's painted or whatever, you know. And it was a nice looking, you know,
I'm sure.
Painting.
$6 million. It
was nice looking, but I don't know, it's $6 million worth, but you gotta be a major Yes fan.
Oh yeah.
It was incredible.
Any painting for $6 million, you really have
it's
to
amazing.
Get
it. So I went over there and I touched the $6 million painting. I says, I need to know what it feels like to touch $6 million. So it was very cool. But the most impressive painting that I saw that I wanted to buy, it's a picture of George Harrison on his back patio. And he has an estate in his backyard that is truly magnificent. And his wife, Patty, you know, when she was his wife, took the picture of him from behind him across the patio. And the landscape is vibrant dark green and all these beautiful trees. And what capped it off was this beautiful, amazing rainbow that goes throughout the entire picture.
Wow.
And it's a true life rainbow. It's not like, you know, animated or drawn on or
it's
whatever.
Probably it's just a picture she just took like
at the moment. And it was, oh my God, I just could not take my eyes off of it. That's it was
so beautiful.
Stunningly beautiful. So, yeah. So anyway, and we got a chance to see the Golden State Warrior basketball game. We've got to see a live game while we were there.
Very cool.
And they beat up on the Indiana Pacers. And
so let me ask you a question.
It was just a wonderful, wonderful, all these beautiful restaurants and, you know, the palm trees, the beaches.
The ambiance alone, even if you don't have one favorite thing, it has to be the ambiance alone could really thrill you.
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic. And then because my niece, my brother's daughter, who you know, lives there, she knew where all the cool restaurants were. And we went into this small bar. It was a very small bar called Jack London. And it was off this gorgeous, gorgeous lake. And I think it was in Oakland, if I'm not mistaken. It's right where the waterway is, right off the wharf. And this is where a lot of the sailors used to come in. They revamped the whole area, but they kept the inside bar as natural looking as possible. And there's like 1,001 little pictures all around the place of this bar. And there's a bunch of things hanging down from the ceiling. And it's all wooden floors from the yesteryears, the original floors from the yesteryears. And the floor was at a total slant. So the moment you walked in, you were walking downward. And the whole bar, I kid you not, it must have been about 20 feet by 25 feet. No, it's small. And it was the coolest looking place. And so because there's so many paraphernalia things hanging on the ceilings and all over the walls, the guy, they're really jokesters there. And so what they did was, as you walked in, they had a drawstring, and they would undo the drawstring and lift up their arm with the string, and a bat would come down that looked like a live bat. So as you're walking into the place, you saw this bat come down. So it was really funny. So it's funny because you see everyone's reaction. And so where my niece and I were sitting at this table, and there's only like two or three tables in the entire bar. And so we're sitting down, and then you could see, the guy also had another drawstring, and there was a spider that came down, a really hairy gray and black spider. And it was really cool. You know, so her and I, we took pictures there too. And
that is so nice.
It was just, it really was. It was,
if you had to pick one particular instance or area or thing that you saw.
Coronado. Hands down, Coronado. Yeah. And right off of San Diego. And
do you know San Diego has the world's most perfect climate?
I agree.
And I've never been there.
Yeah. It's
What I've heard.
Well, the entire time that we were in California for the last 10 days when it was freezing here and snowing here, every day it was like anywhere from 55 to low 60s.
I don't want to hear anymore.
And
I'm throwing myself out the window into the snow.
Talk about to die for. It was to die for.
Oh my gosh.
So
that was beautiful.
I'm not one that, you know, unless, you know, until when our career takes us out there.
Yes. And it will.
And it will. Like a house that I need to own has to be on the Coronado Island. And
6, 7, 8, 9, 10 figures.
Yeah. Easily.
At least.
So I had to find out what the going rate was. So I asked my brother to pull over to the side so I could ask a real estate person.
Good idea.
And he said, if you want a 2-bedroom on the inland, it's $750,000, give or take.
All right, that's not so bad.
He says along the water, it's anywhere from 1.2 to 3.5. And so it was a little pricey. But right now we have to go to a break, and we're going to talk some more cool stuff right after this commercial break.
Living Kabbalah, experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you. Why'd you have to leave so soon, yeah? Why'd you have to go? Why'd you have to leave me when I needed you the most? Cause I don't really know how to tell you without feeling much worse. I know you're in a better place, but it's always gonna hurt. Carry on. It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you. Feeling so cold, I'll be waiting right here for you till the day you're home. Carry on, give me all the strength I need to carry on. So let the light guide your way, yeah. It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you. Yeah.
That was amazing. Thank you so much, Brian, for playing that rendition.
Oh, no problem. Hey, glad to oblige.
You shocked me. Thank you so much. Folks, that is a beautiful song, and it doesn't have the rap parts in it, which I prefer. Not that rap to some people is not beautiful poetry and music, but to me, it's just
this
more
is the
gentle.
Original.
This
yeah,
is
it's softer
more
and gentle.
It's the
more
original.
Sincere. Yeah,
absolutely.
I gotta share something that I found out while I was away in California, and I found out through a story through my niece Molly, through one of her friends, and I never knew this. If you are traveling and you have a passport, if your passport is 6 months before the due date, you cannot travel. You cannot fly.
Are you serious?
They will not let you on the plane. So if you're, say, have 6 months left on your passport, it has to be
redone.
Beyond the 6 months. If you have 7 months left on your passport, 8 months left, and before that, you could travel. But if you have 4 months until your passport is null and void, they will not let you travel.
It is
so everybody, if you have a passport and you are traveling, check your passport.
I better check mine.
Because if it's within 6 months, trust me, you are 100% not getting on that plane.
Wow.
And I never knew this until she just told me.
I never knew that either.
And
we better start looking at our passports because we're going to London shortly, right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, that's going to be exciting. I'm pretty sure mine still has a few more years on it.
Oh, okay.
15 to be exact. No, I'm only kidding. No, but it's a true story, everybody. So check your passports and, you know, make sure there's a lot of time left, at least 9 months to a year, at least.
So what happens if you're in the country? And your passport, when you got to the country, said 9 months, but you stayed for 7 months.
You're screwed.
You can never get back home?
You have a real problem.
Really?
Yeah, you have a real problem.
I don't understand the logic.
I don't either, but that's the rules. So, like I said, you better make sure that your passport is up to date. Probably because a lot of people decide to stay. And if you don't, and to go through all the legal process, you're an American citizen, you have to get it legalized while you're in America, because there are a lot of people who would stay in the country, wherever they're visiting, and you can't stay, you know, you're screwed. And
that's
country doesn't.
Probably security. Person.
Yeah. And the country doesn't want to keep you.
Right.
You know, if you don't have a passport to get back. So that's why I guess.
Wow.
And I just got that intuitively. I don't even know for sure. That's just an intuitive.
It sounds perfect. But the thing is this, do we need a visa?
Well, yeah, that's what that is. It's a passport, visa, whatever.
Oh, is that the same thing? I'm very confused on this. I am not a world traveler.
Yeah, a visa, I guess, is more so if you're going to stay there for a long period of time.
Oh, okay.
You know, like if you're working there or if you have a purpose there and you're going to be there for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
Then you need a visa. As far as just to travel back and forth, it's just a passport.
Yeah.
Right now we have a wonderful person. And we'll call her Rose. She's all the way from California.
And she's been so patiently waiting.
Hey, Rose.
Oh, hi, Ari. Hi, Sky.
How's it going, sweetheart?
How are you, love?
Hi. I want to let you know this week in Southern California, it's actually in the mid-70s.
Oh, my God.
Oh, don't torture us anymore.
Oh,
I didn't expect much more than this.
But you know what? We have El Nino coming.
Wait, what part of California
in February
are you
and March.
What part of California are you at?
I'm in Southern California. I live in Pasadena.
Pasadena.
Oh, hello? Pasadena.
Very nice.
Wow.
Rose, I don't know if this makes any sense to you, but it could mean something in two different ways. I saw a washing machine for you.
A washing machine.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder what that means.
Make any sense to you as just a washing machine?
Not right now.
Well, what could happen, what she might be picking up on?
No, I know it.
No, I understand. Yeah. No, I'm just elaborating.
Okay.
If it's not the problem with the washing machine, then it could be something within the pockets, whether it be a pen, whether it be something sharp that's in the pants or something that could be in the washing machine where something could, you know, screw up your other clothes.
True. Or it could mean that you're going to be going through a cycle where you're going to be getting rid of certain people in your life. Now, when I speak to spirit,
excuse me? I wanted to, I want, Yeah, I wanted to call up because, Sky, a couple months ago you gave me a reading about a job coming up.
Yes.
And you gave me details, and so far it sounds like it's going to pan out. I had my second interview, so.
Fabulous.
Yeah,
I'm so happy for you, love.
What kind of a job?
It's a job working with developmentally disabled children and adults.
Now I remember you. Okay.
Yeah.
So glad that what I predicted for you did come to fruition. That makes me very happy. But I also see that you're going to start getting rid of things that are not necessary for you anymore, meaning relationships, maybe even going through your home. You're going to start really stepping up your game as to focus on what's important in your life and what's not. And I believe that's why I'm seeing a washing machine. Because when I speak to spirit and they show me these things in my head, it's not necessarily the literal that I'm seeing. It's more like something that has to do with what I've just told you. Like this washing machine represents metaphorically you starting to separate from certain things that are not necessary anymore, washing your life clean of things that are not important and things that are important. Now, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Great. Don't be afraid
to
do that
faster.
Because spirit is backing you on that.
You're going to get the job.
Oh, that's without a doubt.
Oh, yeah. Do you see me starting? I know originally, Sky, you told me February or March, but do you see that it could maybe be February?
You know something? I really can see it in February, honestly. But seeing it towards, I'm seeing 2-2. So I'm seeing 2-2-2. So maybe it's probably February 22nd or thereabouts that you will get concrete confirmation or even begin.
I think you should wear a tutu while you're going for the
That's
next
That's right.
Interview.
Make it pink. You're great, you know what? You have a great aura. You have a great, a very happy spirit. And I'm always happy to speak with you. And I know that you're going to excel in what you do. But from spirit point of view, they're telling you to get rid of what does not serve you anymore in all cases of your life, all the aspects of your life.
Yeah, sounds great.
Did you have anything that you wanted to ask us strictly today?
No, I just wanted to say thank you so much. Thank you.
Very
and that you're accurate with...
Yeah, Sky's incredibly accurate.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Well, you have a beautiful soul and you're easy to read.
You too. Yeah,
it was a pleasure sharing time with you. It was a pleasure sharing time with you, Rose. We got to go to a commercial break.
Take care, Rose, and blessings.
Thank you.
Let us know when you get your job, for sure.
Oh, that's great.
Let us know the day you start. I'm curious.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Rose.
All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
That was a beautiful affirmation. I love our callers.
I don't want anyone to think that we forgot about you.
We don't even know if we're on air, guys.
Yeah, so any case, because we should be going to break, and I don't know what happened with Brian. Brian, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes. Let's go to break now. I'm sorry. It's time for a break. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
We've been on all this time? I'm so sorry.
That's all right. All right. Let's go for the break, everybody.
Now, somewhere in the Black Mountain Hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day, his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm going to get that boy.
Into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Alone. All right, everybody, welcome back, and you're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo. Now, this segment, because we kept on going on and on and on and on about everything else, but this segment is all about miscommunication and misunderstandings.
Correct.
And it's very important that if you are trying to express yourself and other people are not taking what you're trying to get across, you can't just explain things just from your perspective. One of my greatest gifts that I personally have is being able to talk the lingo or the language or at the level where someone else could understand me.
Yes, you're very good at that.
Just because you're getting your point across and the other people could easily, especially if you email them or text them, they could easily misinterpret your interpretation, your perspective. And so it's very important that, because I know for a fact, because we're all guilty of this, I don't even want to know if you want to call it guilty, but what happens is that you deliver your message, whether it be verbally, whether it be email or text, and somebody will take it totally in a different direction and not take anything you have to say into consideration.
That's true.
And a lot of the times it has to do with the tone of how you're, excuse me, how you're coming across to them, because it's not just what you say, but how you say it.
And I'm guilty of that all the time. Thank you.
I just slapped her across her face.
You brought me back to reality, folks.
So why do you say you're guilty of that
all
the time?
I'll tell you why. I am a very flamboyant talker. You know that.
I didn't know you were gay. She's flamboyant. She just came out of the closet, everybody.
I just came out of the closet. It was actually a draw.
Yeah. I'm lesbian. I only like women.
So, hey, I love women.
Go
I
ahead.
Love men. I love them all.
All right. Yeah.
Animals.
Stop political correctness. Go ahead.
All right. This is the deal. Now you made me forget what I was going to say.
No, you're talking about.
I was talking about the way I speak very flamboyantly. Like my voice changes. I could raise my voice, but I'm not raising my voice to insult, hurt.
To be offensive.
Be offensive. Absolutely. It's just me. It's just the way I come
right.
across.
A lot of people.
And a lot of people don't understand that.
Right.
They say, stop yelling at me. But I'm not yelling at you.
No, it's just that when, like with me, I'm the same way. When you get overly zealous, you know, you're overly
enthusiastic,
right? When you're overly enthusiastic about what it is you're saying, people could easily take your conversation as yelling. And the funny thing is,
it's so true, because that happened to me just the other day with Vanessa and Keith.
Go ahead.
I walked in and I was just, I
Vanessa
was,
and Keith are
my daughter and
son-in-law.
And I was discussing something about the dogs and I was excited and I was kind of like elevating my voice, not even realizing it. And Keith got a little offensive. He thought I was yelling at him. I says, Keith, what are you going? And they started walking out because they didn't want to argue. I says, why are you leaving? I says, I'm not yelling at anybody. Well, it sounds like you're yelling at me. I said, no, I'm not yet. I'm just excited.
Right.
And when I get excited, my tone of voice raises and I get louder. And I'm not too quiet to begin with. You know that.
No, I don't.
Don't put me in church.
There you go.
I'm the only one in church that gets yelled at by the priest because I'm talking louder than he is.
That's
but
funny.
It's the truth. It sometimes people misconstrue your emotional outbreaks, like, or outflits, or the way you emotionally want to describe a situation or handle a situation or talk about something. Like you could be very enthusiastic about it and raise your voice and go highs and lows, and people think that you're offending them. And I don't. I try never to offend anyone.
I'm going
to
make a lot of people.
You son of a gun.
Yeah, I'm going to make a lot of people raise their hand. How many of you that when anybody on the outside of your household walks into your household, thinks there's an argument going on, not realizing while everyone's yelling at each other, they're in intense voice, they think that it's a major argument, but that's a way of expression. That's the way of conversation.
Absolutely.
Where they just like banter back and forth and like, you know, challenging one another or screaming
exactly.
at one. It's like a normal way of conversation, whereas other people are like, would you shut up? Or, oh my God, I can't believe it.
Yeah, you're right. Some people come from very mellow, quiet,
modest,
very monotone families. That is certainly not mine.
Right.
absolutely 1,000% not my family. We're very zealous. We're passionate. We like to get our point across, but it's not a bad point. It's just, you know, the way we are. We're passionate people, and we...
We're expressive. What do you want to say? Listen.
How many times have you walked into my house and everybody's yelling? But everybody's laughing along with the yelling, you know?
Yeah, but it's a way of... It is. It's a way of communication.
Yeah.
Whereas, again, it's in your tone of voice and delivery. Now, there are people who deliver messages very bluntly where they have no filter, and that's also a major problem.
Oh, yeah.
You know, again, some people are just not sensitive to other people's feelings at all. And they just say what's on their mind, and it could be very offensive. And they only look at things just from their point of view. And to me, a lot of my defense, or a lot of the way that I deal with it, is I keep quiet and I let whoever wants to say whatever they want to say. And because I realize that it's a no-win situation, it's not worth saying anything. And
so nobody's listening.
It's
to
their
you.
Wire or the highway. Who's going to listen to you? It's like, you know, it's like talking to a wall, you know?
Yes.
You know, in Israel, it's not such a bad thing. Everybody prays to the wall. It's like talking to
a
wall.
I love it.
You know, but seriously, when you are speaking with somebody and you want to get your point across,
use a hammer.
Right. Try to use finesse. Try to talk in a way that they could appreciate what you're saying. And sometimes it's also the timing is very important. When you say something,
that's true.
You say something to somebody, you know, if after a long day, you don't want to really blow big information in their face. Sometimes you can't help it depending on the circumstances.
But we have to take a station break right now.
And so we're going to be taking a station break right
and
now.
And we
so
shall be right back.
Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. And for this segment, we're talking about misunderstanding and miscommunication. And, you want to know something? I want everyone to know that if anybody wants a personal reading, wait, before I give that out, if anybody wants a reading from Sky and I during this program for a free mini reading, yes, I said mini reading, and it is free. It's 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. If anybody wants an incredible reading from Sky, just give her a call at 908-500-1474. And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. And I want you to check out my website, my new and improved and fantastic website. I'm so proud of it.
So am I.
ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. And not without the help of my assistant, Alona. She helped.
She's so fantastic.
Yeah, she helped coordinate everything with GoDaddy.
See, that's what I need. I'm going to call Alona.
And she just made things rock. And she's a superstar, and I appreciate her very much. And it's really cool. It's really, really cool. She really put in a tremendous amount of time and effort, and I appreciate everything. So, so we had a really good conversation with GoDaddy and dealing with marketing teams and stuff like that. So it's cool. It's very, very cool. And that's what you need to do if you want to become successful. First of all, it takes a great support team behind you. It's not just one person. I don't care who you are doing whatever. It could be a business of any business of any sort. You could be a singer, an actress, an actor, a performer, anything. It takes a good support team to help get things off the ground and rolling because there's so many different aspects. First of all, there's the creativity of the craft of whatever it is you're doing.
And that's our forte.
Right. There's the marketing aspect.
Which is very difficult.
It's not. I mean, I believe in it. We believe in it. Absolutely. It's something that has to be done. We have the vision for it, but not to implement it. So right. I have people who know how to do that stuff. And then there's people who know how to do the computer and the marketing. The graphics of handling the computer and
which
keeping up with all the information
us.
And stuff. And that's a totally different language.
Yes.
And it does. It takes a lot of different people. And then you need the emotional support from whoever you're with, which is very, very important. And, on many levels of support, you know, it's not like, yeah, just, okay, you go, you rock and that's it. But it's also physically being there and going through, you know, with them. You know, there's a difference between appreciating a rock star and watching them perform. All right. You're supporting them because you see the same band 1,000 times because you love them. And then there's the support of the roadies and the backstage people.
And the autograph.
Everybody who takes care of things behind the scenes. So there's a lot that what it takes to make a team.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's very important to develop that circle of people that you trust and that you love and that you appreciate in the way that you need it. And, I've had those issues before where, you know, people would give their support in their way, but it wasn't in the way that I personally needed. And so, you know, it's important that you get the kind of help that you need in the way that you need it. And but like I said, it's not you can't just put all your eggs in one basket with just one person because you're setting yourself up for disaster. It takes a lot of people
to be successful. I guess what Artie is trying to say, to be successful, you can't wear every cap. You have to delegate. And a successful person knows how to delegate whatever aspect of their business besides the creativity. And that's where the person's forte lies. If you don't delegate the other responsibilities to others, you will not be a success because we cannot know everything about every aspect of marketing, business, sales, getting promotions, going out there and promoting ourselves. We can't do everything. So in order to be a success, and this is in every business, you cannot be, one man cannot be an island. You have to learn to delegate. And a successful man or woman knows how to delegate. And that's why they're successful.
Right. And then you also have managers and you have agents. You have accountants, you have lawyers, and there's many different aspects. Now, a lot of people say, where do I get the money for all of this?
Right.
And you know what you have to do? It's either A, you put yourself in hock and you borrow money.
Right.
Again, this comes from people who support you. So there's your financial people. Or B, you work really hard at your part-time job or your job and you save enough money to be able to afford to do whatever you need to do.
So if there's anybody out there that would like to take a chance on supporting us to get our careers off the ground,
that's right.
We will graciously accept.
That's right. We have no bones about it.
Absolutely not. And we're not kidding, folks.
1-800, please donate.
Right.
We're more than happy to run with the ball.
To be donated to.
Right. That's right.
And of course, you can be a place there for you.
And if there's a will, there's a relative. Remember that.
I love that. That was so good. He said that to me. I love that. Yeah. That was great.
That was from my late Uncle Bob. He always said, where there's a will, there's a relative.
That's phenomenal.
It was funny. Another great little joke that my Uncle Bob always used to say. He said, you know, I used to have a dancer who lived upstairs for me. She would kick with her right leg and she would kick with her left leg. And between the two legs, she made a pretty good living.
Is Uncle Bob the one I read for you that day?
No. That was my Uncle Louie. He was another funny guy.
Oh, my God, because he came across funny.
Yes.
He was phenomenal. I would have wished to meet him in person.
All of my uncles had a great sense of humor.
This guy that I read, his uncle was hysterical from the other side.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I just can't imagine. And is Uncle Bob still with us?
No, he passed many years ago. So it's like, it's interesting. My brother Marty and I, we were discussing it. And it's like right now we are at the base foundation. My father was the last of the Mohicans of all the relatives that were the base foundation of that generation.
No pressure.
And right. Yeah, so you know, now we hold the baton and now we're of that generation. And
scary.
Don't try to put us down. Talk about my generation.
That's kind of like that really makes you face your mortality. Because you've watched your parents, you've watched their parents, your grandparents.
Yeah, you've got everyone goes through this time.
Yeah, and now they're gone. And then our parents, they were in the front light. Now they're gone.
And my friend, one of my good friends who I grew up with, you know, he just announced that his father passed away a few days ago.
I'm sorry.
And he was 95 years old.
I'm not so sorry.
And and I said to him, I said, John, I said, this is the time of our life where you're facing the inevitable.
Right.
You know, but when I think about, you know, the other side.
I'm so excited.
You know, seriously, when I think about the other side, I think about all the other souls and the beautiful people who I'll be with.
Yes.
It's like, I'm not afraid. It's just that, God, just please just make it painless. That's all I care. You know, like Woody Allen said, I'm not afraid of dying. I just don't want to be there when it happens.
Right. That is the best.
You know, that's the greatest line.
The best. Yeah. No, I'm not afraid either because I do know who's going to be waiting for me on the other side. I'm very excited.
Yeah,
I'm not.
All the friends and family and everybody you're going to meet up with.
Right.
And,
they're going to have the table set. I'm not have to worry about calories.
That's right. Forget about it. Whatever you want.
It's going to be such a fun day.
Love is going to be better than you ever experienced before your entire life.
It's true what Woody Allen says. I am so not afraid of dying. And in fact, it's almost like, not that I can't wait for it to happen, because I absolutely can, because I don't want to leave the people I love here.
Let me ask you something. Are you afraid of heights?
Heights? No.
You're not afraid of heights?
Not a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why?
No, because if you were afraid of heights, I would have said you're scared of dying, because when you're afraid of something that to that extreme, you know.
My husband is terrified of heights.
Yeah. That I know. That I know. When he climbs up the stairs to come into the house, he's holding on to the railing.
He's got one of those harnesses.
That's right. He takes off his goggles.
Right. Do you know, folks, we have to pull over before there's a bridge so that we can change driver positions so that I can drive over the bridge and he can sit in the passenger side with his eyes closed.
And with that, we're going to go to a break, a commercial break. So stick around because we're about to have some more fun.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.